The History of Pop Music, 1986. By Phil the Test Manager. Featured song, Dire Straits, Walk of Life. This is a series of articles looking at pop music from 1955, when in my opinion proper pop music began, up to 1999 when they stopped making it. One article for each year. I am only going to select one featured song for each article, which makes it hard. I am going to try and select a different artist for each year. For many people, and I include myself, you tend to still like the tunes you heard during childhood, which your parents often played. So rather than just pick the top 10 hits of each year, I shall let you know what they were, but also the tunes of that year, not necessarily in the top 10 or so, what were in my view classics. I also add a couple of events in history for that year. It helps bring back memories, and hopefully happy ones. Not everyone will like my choices, of course, and you may remember some from each particular year that you feel should have been included, so do please post a link to the song. So, on we go with memories from 1986. Thank you, Wiki. This year was about unemployment very high. February was a bit nippy. Rioting in prisons. Tory sleaze. Startup of building the Channel Tunnel. What was I doing in this year? I was 31. Pretty boring year spent in Tidworth. Did a computer course on the BBC Micro at a college in Salisbury. Wrote my first and last program to run the Christmas ball raffle without using actual tickets by pressing the escape key to stop on a number allocated to people. I have never written code since then. The army had computers in the office. I remember it had a 5 megabytes hard disk and we had loads of 5.25-inch floppies. I did enjoy working with computers, still do. TV programs included. In January we watched NASA's Space Shuttle Challenger spacecraft disintegrate, very sad. The first advert for a sanitary towel is broadcast on Channel 4. Grange Hill with Zamo, Just Say No. Spitting Image was great. The chicken song made no one. Brian Walden, who passed on this week, presented his final edition of London Weekend Television's political program, Weekend World, after 9 years in the role. The rather dire Albion market finished. Beth Lynch was trapped in a fire in the Rovers and we were serenaded with Anita Dobson, Anyone Can Fall in Love. Debut of Alan Blesdale's four-part World War I drama The Monocled Mutineer on BBC One. The first episode of medical drama Casualty airs on BBC One. Marty Kane presenter revamped New Faces show. Australian soap Neighbours starts on BBC One. The Equalizer starring Edward Woodward starts, most good. Probably my favourite from this year's was Dennis Potter's serial The Singing Detective. Blackadder 2, I still love this show. 30.15 million tune in to watch Dirty Den Watts hand wife Angie her divorce papers in EastEnders on Christmas Day, making it the highest rated episode of any drama in British television history. Events. Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, Conservative. 9 January, Michael Heseltine resigns as Defence Secretary over the Westland affair. Also, after 3 successive monthly falls in unemployment, the jobless count for December 1985 increased by nearly 15,000 to 3,181,300. 14 January, the Salafi jihadist group Al-Muhajirun begins to operate in the UK. 20 January, the United Kingdom and France announce plans to construct the Channel Tunnel, which they hope to open by the early 1990s. 24 January, Leon Britton resigns as Trade and Industry Secretary over the Westland affair. 31 January, unemployment for this month has increased to 3,204,900, a post-war high which accounts for 14.4% of the workforce. 17 February, the UK signs the Single European Act. 5 March, the High Court disqualifies and fines 81 Labour councillors for failing to set a rate. 13 March, The Sun newspaper alleges that comedian Freddy Starr ate a live hamster. R.I.P. Freddy, another one who passed away last week. 31 March, the Greater London Council is abolished, as are the Metropolitan County Councils of West Midlands, Greater Manchester, Merseyside, Tyne, and Ware, West Yorkshire and South Yorkshire. 7 April, Clive Sinclair sells Rightster ZX Spectrum and other inventions to Amstrad. 17 April, journalist John McCarthy is kidnapped in Beirut, where three other hostages are found dead. The revolutionary cells, RZ, claims responsibility as revenge for the recent American bombing of Libya. 30 April, rioting erupts overnight in prisons across Britain. Dozens of prisoners escape, while prisoners at Stafford Prison set the prison canteen alight by smashing windows and dumping a burning mattress onto the roof. The worst disturbances come at North Eye Prison in Sussex, where a 70-strong mob of prisoners takes over the jail and sets fire to the canteen, hospital wing and sports hall. 12 June, Derek Hatton, leader of Liverpool Council, is expelled from the Labour Party for belonging to the interiorist militant group. Had to laugh last month when he was let back in, then expelled after less than a day. 23 June, Patrick McGee is jailed for life for the Brighton bombing of October 1984 as well as other IRA bombings. 17 July, it is announced that unemployment rose to 3,220,400 in June. It has now exceeded 3 million for nearly 5 years. 28 July, estate agent Susie Lamplugh vanishes after a meeting in London. 13 August, the Eurotunnel Group is formed to operate the Channel Tunnel. I mention this as I join them next year. 26 October, Geoffrey Archer resigns as deputy chairman of the Conservative Party over allegations concerning prostitutes. 29 October, Margaret Thatcher opens the completed M25 London Orbital Motorway, the first section of which opened in 1975. It covers 122 miles and features 31 junctions, although there are no service stations yet. Rapidly becomes the world's largest car park. 6 November, 45 people are killed in the 1986 British International Helicopters Chinook crash. 18 November, Ian Brady and Myra Hindley, who are both still behind bars some 20 years after their Moore's murders convictions, confess to the murders of two missing children, Pauline Reed, who vanished in July 1963 at the age of 16, and Keith Bennett, who was last seen in June 1964 at the age of 12. Police had suspected that the pair were among the Moore's murders victims soon after beginning their investigation on the arrest of Brady and Hindley in October 1965, but did not find the bodies or indeed any evidence to be able to press charges. 21 November, the government launches a £20 million campaign to warn members of the public about the dangers of AIDS. 3 December, 4 million people apply for shares in British Gas in anticipation of flotation next week. Never did find Sid. 18 December, it is announced that unemployment fell to a 4-year low of less than 3,100,000 in November. The top 10 singles with a YouTube hyperlink on the title. Top tip, right click and open in new tab. Top hits of 1986. 1 Communards Don't Leave Me This Way. 2 Nick Berry Every Loser Wins. 3 Boris Gardner I Want to Wake Up With You. 4 Cliff Richard and the Young Ones Living Doll. 5 Diana Ross Chain Reaction. 6 Christa Berg Lady in Red. 7 Billy Ocean When the Going Gets Tough. 8 Berlin Take My Breath Away. 9 Madonna Papa Don't Preach. 10 Sign It to So Macho, Cruising. Great year for soaped stars. In the top 10 above there are just 2 decent ones, Communards and Diana Ross. Madonna had 5 hits this year. Pet Shop Boys with West End Girls could also have been the featured song. They also had Suburbia. I was also tempted by Doctor and the Medics with their version of Spirit in the Sky, but they simply did not do much after this, even though they still tour. The Bangles were big. There will be very few people that do not have the Brother in Arms album. I just had to include Dire Straits as the featured song, and this is one of my favorites. Walk of Life is a song by the British rock band Dire Straits from their fifth studio album Brothers in Arms, 1985. It subsequently appeared on their live album On the Night, 1993. It was released as a single in 1985 but had first been available as the B-side of So Far Away, released in advance of Brothers in Arms. The track peaked at number 7 in the US charts and was their biggest commercial hit in the UK, along with Private Investigations, peaking at number 2. The track also appeared on three compilation albums, 1988's Money for Nothing, 1998's Sultans of Swing, The Very Best of Dire Straits, and 2005's The Best of Dire Straits and Mark Knopfler, Private Investigations. More writings on this song here, Walk of Life. In my view, the best songs of the year, after the featured track and most of the above top 10 are below, best to right click and open in a new tab. Doctor and the Medics, Spirit in the Sky, great cover version of an absolute classic. Queen, A Kind of Magic, live version, One Dress. Falco, Rock Me Amadeus, It Is Good. Run DMC, Walk This Way, this is such a great tune and video. Love it. Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love, another excellent tune and video. Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls, classic. Pet Shop Boys, Suburbia. Feargal Sharkey, You Little Thief. Jackie Wilson, Rite Petite, this and the next are re-releases, probably following the success of the Jove Bunny Records. Sam Cooke, What a Wonderful World. Europe, The Final Countdown. Aha, The Sun Always Shines on TV. Paul Simon, You Can Call Me Al. Huey Lewis and the News, Power of Love. Huey Lewis and the News, Stuck With You. Madonna, True Blue. Madonna, Borderline. Madonna, Live to Tell. Madonna, Open Your Heart. Debbie Harry, French Kissin' in the USA - on behalf of pretty much the whole of GP - Wood. Rod Stewart, Every Beat of My Heart. Lionel Richie, Dancing on the Ceiling. The Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian, Most Excellent. The Bangles' Manic Monday. Eurythmics, Thorn in My Side, great voice, great sax on this as well. The Damned, Eloise, another classic. Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer, good tune, great video. David Bowie, Absolute Beginners. Sly Fox, Let's Go All the Way, very much of its time, once you start playing it you will remember it. Bananarama, Venus, good cover. Erasure, Sometimes, Allison has such a great voice. Jim Diamond, Hi Ho Silver, good song, and no, it is not a Jeff Beck cover. Stan Ridgway - I Just Like This. Bronski Beat, Hit That Perfect Beat, It Is Friday, That's My Excuse. Amazulu, Too Good to Be Forgotten. Samantha Fox, Touch Me, I Want Your Body. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Survivor, Burning Heart. The House Martins, Happy Hour, I Like This. The House Martins, Caravan of Love, I Like This Even More. Mr. Mister, Broken Wings, another classic. Van Halen, Why Can't This Be Love. Five Star, Rain or Shine. Cameo, Word Up, I Was Asked to Put This One, But It Gets Here on Its Own Merit, good tune. Sigsigu Sputnik, Love Missile F-111, another one I was asked to include, but again, this gets there on its own merit. Good fun. Simply Red, Holding Back the Years, do not his political views, but this is a good tune. Mel and Kim, Showing Out, Get Fresh at the Weekend, Friday Totty to Counteract the Faggotry. Peter Cetera, Glory of Love. Fun song. - Spitting Image, The Chicken Song, I Have Put a Version with the Lyrics In, You Know You Want To. 50 songs for 1986 in my favorite lists. I am surprised there are so many good tunes. Maybe this just was a better year, for the 80s that is. Hat tips to www.ukcharts.topsource.info. These give the top 100 selling charts for each year. www.everyhit.com web link. These give the top 10 songs for each year. www.youtube.com. You know them. Next time 1987. Copyright Phil the Test Manager 2019.